Prodigals return. good morning, Ascend Church. I said good morning, Ascend Church. How you doing? I know it's raining outside, but hey, we're still going to celebrate and shout out our praises to the one true God. Somebody give him praise. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah in this place. Come on.
Give life. Language, a lot of people believe that the word good is less than great, but it has a completely different meaning. When we say that God is good, it means he's good to us and he's good for us. But when we say that he's great, We're talking about his rank.
Hallelujah.
He's the King of Kings.
Yes.
He's the Lord of Lords. And we want to sing about his greatness. Come on, help us out. How great is our God? Come on, sing with me. How, you got it, is we want all to see how is our, you got it. Come on, take me to the first verse. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty. Come on, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps, he wraps. Even darkness, you got it. And trembles at his voice. Say it again. Trembles at his. Sing, how great is our God. Come on and sing with me. Yeah. We want all to see. How great is our God. Come on. Let's sing the second verse, y'all. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. God had three in one. Father, Spirit, the lion and the lamb, the lion and the lamb. How great, yeah, is our God, is our God. Come on and sing with me. How great is our God. We want all to see how great, yeah, is our God. You're the name above all names. You're the name above all names. Yes, God. Worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing. How great is our God. Let's sing it some more. Name above all names. You're the name above. Worthy of, and my heart will sing. Yeah. Is our God? Sing it some more. Sing it some more. You're the name above all names. You're the name above all names. You're worthy of. Worthy of our praise. And my heart. Sing, heart will sing. How great is our God. One more time, you're the name. You're the name above. That's why we lift you high this morning. Worthy of our praise. And our heart will sing. How great is our God. From the bottom of your heart, cry out, how great, how great, how great is our God. Come on and sing with me. How great is our God. On and sing. How great is our God. One more time and we're out of here. How great, how great, how great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, see how great is
my God.
Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Let's put our hands together and give Him praise. How great is our God. The Bible says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. Can you say it? How great is our God? Say, Lord, You are great. You are mighty. There's nothing that is too difficult for the Lord. All things are possible for Him. Amen. Do you believe that today? Well, right now we want to pray for anyone who desires prayer, anyone who needs prayer, because our God is great and He does great things. And I don't know what you're facing, but I tell you right now, the Lord is more than able and willing to help you, provide for you, deliver you, heal you, set you free, encourage you, strengthen you, restore you. Whatever you need, He is the great I Am. And so I want to ask our prayer partners to come forward. And if you need prayer this morning, please don't be shy. You're in the right place. This is a house of miracles. Our God is a God of miracles. And if you need a miracle today, you need the Lord to help you, maybe in your marriage, maybe a financial need, maybe you need healing in your body, maybe you're struggling with something, some kind of a habit, addiction, you want the Lord to set you free, God will do all those things. All you got to do is come and ask Him. Because He said, call upon Me and I will answer you. I'll show you great. Call on Me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things. Say, God wants to show me great things. Say, God wants to do great things. Amen. I want to pray for those who are watching us online. Wherever you may be watching from, we're glad you joined us. And I want to pray for you. Because you know there's no distance in prayer. The Lord is there with you just like He's here with us. The presence of God. Power of God. So I want you to reach out to Him and trust Him today. Father, I pray for every person who is watching this today, whatever they may be facing. I thank You, Lord, that there's nothing that is impossible for You. There's nothing that is too hard for You. Thank You, Lord, that You're our healer, You're our deliverer, You're our provider, You're our protector, You're our restorer. Father, I pray for every person, whatever their need is, I ask You now, Father, to meet that need. I ask You right now, Father, let your healing power flow through their body. I command sickness to go. I command every addiction to be broken. Thank You, Lord, for strength, for comfort, for peace. Thank You, Father, for supplying every financial need in their life. Thank You for doing miracles, Lord. Thank You that You are great, and we give You all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We're going to sing our final song here this morning. And I believe it's called With Everything. And there's a reason why it's called With Everything. Because we want to praise God with everything that is within us. That's what David said. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We want to give God praise with everything that we have. I want to encourage you to worship Him, to lift your voice, to lift your hands, to enter into the presence of God, because worship is what brings you into His presence. So let's worship Him. He's great. He's worthy. Let's worship Him with everything. Amen.
Great and mighty to be praised.
will see Jesus our God, great and mighty to be praised.
Oh, you're great and mighty to be praised.
Come on. Monique is right. There's a shift in the room. Because the Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, but you enter his courts with praise. And so today we have stepped up into the courts of heaven. And in the courts of heaven, we are in the very presence of Almighty God. And I want you to know that in the courts of heaven, your cases are settled. They were settled once and for all by the blood of Jesus. Everything he did for you. Every price he paid to win you a victory. And so as you step into the courts of God, I want you to lay hold on the victories that have been paid for. I want you to lay hold on the freedoms that have been paid for. I want you to lay hold by faith on the healing that has been paid for. I want you to lay hold on the forgiveness. Release all regret. Release all guilt. Release all fear. Release all anxiety right now. Whatever it is that you've had hounding you, whatever it is that has kept you from drawing closer to the Lord, drop it now, because as you come into the courts of heaven, there is nothing but freedom. There is nothing but victory. And all around his throne, the angels cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. He is the name above all names. Every knee bows, every darkness flees. Father, I thank you for the realities that are found in the courts of heaven. The realities flow into the lives of his people right now in Jesus' name. Father, we just command all darkness to leave. We command all fear to leave. We command depression to come off of people. We command sickness to go. All dissent and division and trouble and a hardship that has come against them, we just rebuke you right now. The light causes the darkness to flee from his presence. So Father, we stand in your presence today. Just lift your hands before him. We recognize your majesty. We recognize your greatness. We recognize you are the ruler over all. Time is in your hands, the beginning and the end. We trust you, Lord. We trust you with you laid out a plan for our lives before we were even formed. And so we place our lives in your hands. Right where you are, say, Lord, I place my life in your hand. I trust your plan for my life. I trust that you're leading me along the best pathway for my life. I thank you that my end is victory, that my end is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lift your hands and thank him right now, for he's done it all. He's done it all. He's done it all. The least we can do, in fact, all that is required of us, is to give him thanks for what he's done. Hallelujah. Let's sing that last verse.
And our hearts may cry, be glorified, be lifted high above all things. For you are
doesn't stir the room, stir the atmosphere. Amen. Praise God. What a beautiful time of worship with you all. Won't you just turn and greet someone? Tell them, I'm glad to see you in church today. And you may be seated. Welcome to Ascend Church. How wonderful to have you worship with us this morning. So good to see your lovely faces. Welcome to those that are watching online. Welcome to Ascend Church. Thank you for joining us today. Praise God, we have different ways that people can watch us. People watch on Facebook Live. They watch on YouTube. Ascend Church on YouTube. Let us know where you're watching from. Go ahead and share the live stream. I know it could be you. There's probably someone in your life. I know when I hear a message or when I'm in the church and I think of somebody and I think they really need to hear this today. Go ahead and share that, and you never know who it'll reach and who'll be ministered to by it. But we're glad that you joined us this morning. I want to welcome anyone who's visiting us for the first time today. I see some faces I haven't seen in a while, but welcome back. But those of you, maybe if you're visiting for the first time today, we don't want to embarrass you in any way, but we'd just like to give you a welcome packet where you're sitting. So if you're here for the first time, would you mind just wave your hand for us? Anyone here for the first time today? I see people that we haven't seen for a while, but you've been here before.